this morning. Look at your neighbor, say you're looking good. I'm so happy to see you in church. I'm glad you made it, and I'm sure you'll be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to be around, be back with you all this morning. Good to have, and those online, welcome you. I appreciate you. Me, I can't forget those online, because I am those online. Very often, I am those online too, so I can't forget us. Amen. So I always salute, whether now or later. God will bless us all immensely. Amen. Let me welcome specially also this morning, Pastor NY's mom. Grandma Drowoju is here. And his sister, Mrs. Obi, is here. Amen. Sorry, I won't move on because that was no welcome. Not from Surpassing Grace. Amen. You are better people than that. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's our first Sunday service family meeting. So anything goes in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So do we have testimonies here this morning? Okay, let's take her. She's a celebrant. She had birthday yesterday. I didn't know she was in town. But good to have her here this morning. Are you done? Are you done, Inoka? You're done. Mr. Lord. Wow.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I actually want to thank God for my life, my family, the church, and I also want to thank God for making me complete my studies in school in Anambra State.
With IPOB and everything, we thank God.
Yes, sir. I had no casualties in school, no robbery attack, no accident throughout my stay in school. It was very successful, though it was not easy, but God actually made it possible for me to finish, and now I'm a graduate. Praise the Lord. And also, yesterday, God added a year to my age. So I really want to thank God for His grace and His mercy upon my life and that of my family. And I also want to thank the church for those that keep checking up on me while I was in school. I really appreciate everyone, and God bless everyone. Thank you.
Hallelujah. It was like yesterday when she said she was going to Oka. I almost cried. I think she was barely, what, maybe 18 or something. And I said, Ada, you're off to Oka. I said, when will you be coming home? She said, end of semester. I said, You know, so, and now she's graduated. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for His mercies that have kept you. You won't even know what from. That's the beauty of it all. You won't even know everything that God has kept you from, because there are days when we go out, we don't even know what has happened just 1 hour before. You know, that we could have been there and all of that, or what happened after we passed the same place. You know, so thank God for keeping you, and even the long journey, even the expenses. You know, even the expenses. How much is a journey to Oka now? By bus, 20,000 to 30,000. 26,000 to 30,000. Wow. That's what plane ticket used to be. Amen. So thank God. Hallelujah. Any other testimonies? I will come to you, and then I'll come to Grandma. Pastor Enwa, you want to speak today? You know, when Pastor Enwa wants to give testimony, then something don't happen. So we will keep the big masquerade too at the back. So let me start from behind. First, let me see those who have testimonies from behind. I don't see any hands. No hands here. So let me take Pastor Divine first. Grandma, are you ready, Mom? Should we take you? We should take you. Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I specifically want to thank God this morning for the gift of relationship. During prayer meeting this morning, I said something. I said, I just can't imagine what life for me would be missing out of this. I mean, surpassing it. Like somebody said to me once, your church is a small church. I said, yes, it's a family church. Amen. But you don't know how much impact this small family, though small in your eyes, but very huge in the sight of God. Hallelujah. What this means. Satman was preaching some time ago. And so he said something in his teaching. He specifically was hammering on, do it anyway. He said in that teaching, he said that some of you are thinking that you are saying in your mind, I want to do this course, or I want to do this program, or I want to do this thing. And then you are just looking at the thing, time is going, and then you've not done it. 1 year has passed, you will say, hey, I first started this thing last year. Oh, and now you still will not do it. You say, before you know, the people who started the thing, the time you contemplated it, they are finished. You say, but I thought about this, you know, and then you still didn't do it. You say, do it, just start. Hallelujah. Not long after then, Pastor Mayo was teaching, and then he mentioned a program that he did. And I'm like, my mentor, my pastor said, see, they go to school. So I took a program, I put in for a program. And by God's grace, it was when I was done, yesterday when I was doing my defense, that it dawned on me that I just bagged a PGD in security management. And like play, is like joke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why am I sharing this testimony? Our people say in our local parlance, let me carry you people to worry. For worry, they say, in no good say you did for inside river and soap go there inside your eye. It's very, very wrong. Because now water you did. Soap not supposed to your eye.
Say again.
You say you can't, you know, feed inside water and soap there your eye. That's you did inside river and soap there your eye. It's very wrong. Eh? I'm saying that you cannot be in a place filled with blessed people of God and you will not partake of the blessings. That's what's called rub off. That's what's called rub off. If I stay long enough with this man, there's going to be a rub off of some things that he has, knowledge, marital mentorship, and so many things that will rub off on me that I will just carry as a blessing. And then my wife will be saying, hey, you're a good man. You know, say I tap him from somewhere. Amen. So as you are in the house, be open. God is going to impact your life with so many things. Whether you are prepared for it or not, you will be blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Grandma has a hand now. Hallelujah. Congratulations. So people are reading book. Reading plenty book here. Hallelujah. And for everyone who is studying, you will succeed. You will succeed. You won't just pass, you will succeed very well. It will be easy for you. You know, we're praying this morning and we read Daniel 1. And in Daniel 1, they had these three Hebrew children taken to a strange land. And the Bible says in that strange land, they had to learn the literature, which is book. It said, but they were 10 times better than the people there. So you will be 10 times better than your colleagues in the name of Jesus. You will read the thing and it will be easy. You will have insight, you have knowledge, you will know what to do. It will open up to you. You know, it will just be very easy. You will know exactly what it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know one scripture, the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. And he said God is so big that who can instruct him? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. So every time they bring something to you to say, what's the solution here? Don't say, I don't know. At most, say, give me time. Abi, you say, give me time. And that means I'm going to pray. I'm going to wait on God. I will come with a solution because I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Grandma, please come.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Eru Olorun ba mi. Eru Olorun ba mi o. Aun to ba ti pinu sopore ko se da to
le da duro
aje o le da duro o so le da duro come and thank God for everything. God is so good for me. Last week, I was healed. I don't think I can stand yet, but I thank God. That sickness was so much. Even I called Pastor Mima when I was breathing safe. So he prayed for me. I thank God that God has healed me. That God has seen me through. I have a wonderful Jesus. I have a wonderful Jesus. Jesus, my wonderful thank God for everything. Has surprised me. He's taking me to a place when God said he will take me there. All the promise will come to pass in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for this church, for their love, kindness, mercy, faithfulness that they're showing us. It's a God to worship. It's a church to worship that you will never regret. So I thank God for everything. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for keeping grandma, healing her. The scripture says what? With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Long life will I satisfy you. That means, you know, I was talking to my mom early this morning, it was, and she was talking about her leg and this and that, and talking about burial, and I said, what are you talking about? I said, 20 years. He said, but I'm not God. I said, look, it's up to you. He said, with long life will I satisfy you. I said, so you are the one to say, I am satisfied. I said, so when you say, I am satisfied, and I'm telling you 20 years time, then you can say, I am satisfied. And then he added on top of it, he said, and I will show you my salvation, meaning that I will save you, heal you, deliver you, do everything necessary until you say it's enough. I am satisfied. And when he says enough, we just pray a prayer of agreement with you that, Father, your son, your daughter says it's enough. Let your servant depart now in peace. Abi, did you read that in the Bible? The man said, you have promised me that I will see the path of the Savior. Now I've seen the path of the Savior. Let thy servant now depart in peace. And then you go and you lie down and you just take the flight. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I preached a message years ago on what? How to die. How to die. Okay. So God's plan isn't accident, sickness or anything. There is a how to die. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Okay, so we have special thanksgiving. Amen. Special thanksgiving. So let me first ask Pastor M.Y.'s sister to come and speak. He wants to speak. He will speak. But please give her a warm round. Now, listen. Grandma and sister came all the way from Ibadan to be in this service today. So, another round of applause. All the way from Ibadan. And they still arrived before some of you in Lagos.
Good morning, church. It's nice to be here this morning. Well, I'll just speak shortly because I did not even prepare to say anything. And you know the man with the words in our family. I don't talk much. I walk behind the scene. Yes. Monday 29th September was my brother's birthday, but it was a Monday due to logistics. Were you born on a Monday? Yeah. He was the one born on a Monday. So, due to logistics and everything, we couldn't make it down to Lagos, so we decided that it's still within his birthday season. At least traditionally, tomorrow will have been the naming ceremony. Yeah. So, we are here to celebrate him. And I thank the church for that birthday greeting, celebrating a man of pragmatic force. You know, I had to go and dig up my dictionary that. What does pragmatic mean? And I thank you for acknowledging him and for thanking God for giving you a gift in my brother. It's a gift to anybody where he is. And I thank God for using him in surpassing grace as sent. And I want to thank God for my mother. Because, you know, when I was celebrating my golden jubilee, she got all emotional. I was like, I don't get, ma. I don't understand. She said, you don't know what it means to me to see this day. My mother did not live to see me clock 50. I said, okay, that's another angle. So we have cause to thank God. And I really thank God for her life. I did not even know that she would live to see this day and be here seeing her children's children. But we thank God because God has been good. Not only to her, to the children that she has given birth to, and to the generations that have come. I thank God for everything and for this opportunity to be before you and say thank you to our Creator.
Well, and all of us are thanking God for his life. So we're going to still sing and dance and thank God and celebrate him and appreciate him. But now you know he's not a young man. He's an elder. Amen. So, Pastor Ewa, you want to talk? Grandma, are you still talking?
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I honestly, I'm in shock. And I do not...
Told you that we are going to go for 1 week.
But God is faithful. And I thank him for the gift of family. You know, there's a nuclear family. And then there's another nuclear family. No, it's not extended though. There's Muiwa, the son, in a nuclear family. And there's Muiwa, the father, in another nuclear family. Abi? Amen. And then there's Muiwa in another family, which is the church. And I want to thank God for his mercies. I do not take anything for granted. Life is precious. And for God to spare us to this day is because he has deemed it fit. I thank him because it has been a wonderful year and a wonderful journey. I thank him for the first show of my strength. If you don't know, you don't know. So go and read the Bible and find out. And the reason why I'm thanking God for him is because for every record that I laid as a person, as a son, he has done much more and he has surpassed those records. Hallelujah. And it looks so effortless for the things that he has been able to do and achieve. And I thank God for that. I thank God for my wife. If I begin to say everything, they will say I've turned this service to family meeting. But for every definition of a wife, she is. Hallelujah. And I probably will not be holding this microphone today if not for her. Hallelujah. And I also thank God for my mother. In 2009, when we started service in Surpassing Grace, I didn't tell her we were going to start service. She said, but I was the first person to tell you that you will be a pastor. Amen. And that's the way she has brought us up. You know all those stories I tell you that we used to go and pray, we read Psalm to one window, Psalm to one door. That's the person that brought me up. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, I used to tell you that if I cannot ask my father some something, my sister will go and ask, and she must deliver. And that's my sister. Amen. And God is so faithful. I have been in Surpassing Grace Assembly for, let me just say, as old as I am. You might say, Ancient of Days, as old as you are. And I, under the leadership of Seth Mann, he has been so wonderful. I think I'm the naughtiest pastor that he has raised. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm the most stubborn of them. And I'm the most troublesome. But yet, he will just calm down and be smiling. I think when he, 2 days ago, this week, maybe Tuesday or so, he said, Pastor, you need to calm down and listen. I said, yes, sir. I will calm down and listen. Amen. But I've learned a lot, and I give God all the praise. Life is all good. Amen. I thank you all. Thank you, those that did not know and gave me gifts. Some people just walked up to me and gave me gifts because they knew that it was my birthday. And I really thank God. I thank God for family, the extended ones, my niece and my nephew, they are here, and I thank God. But you're going to sing and you're going to dance. Hallelujah. Emi balegberu ahon fun yin olubala ogo olorun oba mi. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wait, calm down. He's like his father. Please, all of you should get up. All of you are not warming up. Oh. You are doing like toy car. Emi balegberu ahon.
Grandma is here. Grandma will greet us. We have to insist, ma. You have to greet us.
Good morning, church.
Good morning, ma.
I'm happy to be here today. But I'm not a stranger in this church. So you know why I'm here today? You have just been told that this boy, this stubborn boy of mine,
Pastor Ma,
very, very rascally. I have come to thank God for his life. It has not been very easy. He survived so many accidents. And I thank God for his life. I got a message that this boy would be a pastor. And I gave him the message. And in fact, the house was very blue on that day. No. Me, I have delivered the Lord's message. And he never told me he would be ordained. I think I just came to Lagos. I just came to Lagos to greet him. And then he brought me to church. And that was the day you were ordaining him. And I thank God for that, for being faithful to his word. I haven't got much to say. When they started this church assembly at Bodija, I was wondering what type of assembly is this, Olumu Iwa. Eh? But you will go. Me, I don't want to have hypertension. So I allow him to go. And I thank God he's still there today. Because if you are in a place, I mean, you just have to make a mark that you are what the Lord has made you, and give the church or anywhere you are the talents you have in your head. And that is the pattern in our family. I'm not an easy mother too, because if I were very simple with them, the two of them, the three of them though, they won't be like this. Oh, Mama is Margaret Thatcher. Though Thatcher was not around them, but at least you could just say, so what is wrong with this woman? But I thank God for their lives. Well, me too, I was stubborn with them because I want them to be something. And I thank God, thank the Lord for, you know, helping me to bring them to what they are today. So help me thank the Lord. Praise ye, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. So you won't blame me. You will blame Mama for who I am. She said she has done it stubbornly and we have learned it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Oh yeah, give us another song as again. Okay, we have to. Actually, I didn't want to keep you standing. But we're going to pray for Pastor NY. And Pastor Divine, you say a word of prayer. You want to say something? Don't worry. After that, we prayed for them and they sit down. I don't want them to stand too long. I'm going to take three people. Abby? It's family meeting. That's why we can do that. You know, normally in this church, family meeting, we're a bit flexible, but we trust the Holy Ghost that is directing the service. And the things we do, we bring him glory, you know, on that first Sunday. So we just flow. We take testimonies. We flow with the Holy Ghost. We are not very strict with the schedule that day. And thankfully, when Grandma called me, it's first Sunday, so I said, sure, we'll be waiting. You know, so we can do that.
On behalf of the matriarch of the Drowodu family, we'll be giving the church some amount to thank God for the life of Pastor MY.
Pastor Divine, please say a word of prayer.
Church, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for the life of our dear pastor, Pastor Moyowa Durowoju. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your anointing, your hand over his life. Father, thank you for how you're using him as a shining light to reach out to lives. Thank you for the great work he's doing, both in families, both in ministry, and in every sphere. Lord, we give you praise because this is the least we will ever see in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because as a shining light, Lord, lives are impacted. Yes, destinies are transformed. And thank you because you are bringing people. You are bringing people. Yes, people that would never have had this opportunity to overcome into the light through him. Lord, you are bringing lives, bringing people in their thousands in the name of Jesus. Thank you because of the set path that you have made for him. Lord, thank you because your light upon his path shines brighter and brighter, even unto a perfect day in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because lives are turned to you, to your kingdom, and he's doing a great work, making a formidable impact in his word for your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to your name, Father. Thank you because even in this army of the Lord, you have raised him as a great soldier in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the great works that are going on. Thank you for the things that are yet to come. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you for Mama and all who came from Ibadan. Thank you for Johnny Mercies. Thank you for your grace that is poured out on every life that is here celebrating our dear pastor. Glory to your name, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Now you give us a very good which one?
Aori.
Seats. On behalf of the church, thank you, Grandma. Thank you for the gift. Thank you, Sister Buki. We appreciate it. I was looking forward to seeing Sean. Very much looking forward to seeing him. So I will tax him on this one. Because I said today I will see him, you know. But I hope I will still see him sometime soon. Amen. I felt like keep playing softly behind the ground. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Because sometimes people wonder, oh, what kind of service is that? What are they doing and all of that? The Corinthian church was noted for being the church most vast in the gifts of the Spirit, most proficient, let's say, in the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. And if not for the Corinthian church, we would not have had some of the most in-depth teachings that we have on the gifts of the Spirit. So it's those gifts, those teachings that Paul wrote in the book of Corinthians, especially, were because he had to write a letter to the Corinthian church. He had to instruct them about the gifts of the Spirit, how the manifestations of the Spirit operate. And that became a gift to us as the body of Christ today, so we could learn from it. And in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 26, he says, "How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification." So Paul was saying that there are meetings that you come to and many people have all kinds of utterances, have all kinds of of things that God has laid on their heart. They have a song, they have a revelation, they have this. And that's what our family meeting is about. It's about the fact that we allow people to express the inspiration of God in them, in testimonies, in words of knowledge, in words of wisdom, in prophecy, in songs. We allow people to express it. We allow actually the Holy Ghost to express himself freely among us. Hallelujah. So that's the kind of meeting you are in. So things are happening, things are being done, things are being said, but as those things are happening, we believe that the Holy Ghost is speaking to people. We believe that he's touching people. Can I have an amen? We believe that there's no way you go back the same way that you came. Hallelujah. I mean, even when Grandma spoke now, I got a note right there. You know, when she said, this rascally boy. You know, and I thought to myself, there's no rascally child that can become a child of God and become a man of God. Can I have an amen? And so you are parenting. Parents know what I'm talking about. That you have many worries about children. You are thinking about your child. You are worried about what that child will become. You are worried about the decisions the child is taking. Just take it from what was said already. That this is our pastor. This is our pastor. His mother came and said he was a rascally boy. If our pastor could have been a rascally boy and he's our pastor today, then there's hope. Hallelujah. For everybody. Can I have an amen? And that's why the Bible says, but you instruct the child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Actually, in the original Greek, he said, instruct an adolescent. So even when he's older, and he thinks he's an older child, and that's when they do like this. They know everything. God said, keep instructing. He won't depart from it. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So before we stop on that one, one, two, three people to speak. You know, sometimes that's the only opportunity people get to show appreciation, you know, for their pastor. I think Mama raised her hand that you wanted to speak. No, Mama the back. But okay, let me see. Who wants to say something? You know, the pastor, yes. Grandpa. Okay, please help us with a mic. Oh, Grandpa, please come. Please come, Grandpa. Let's start.
Praise the Lord. Now, come. Ole ma ye pastor gan o so pe eni oluwa se lore o o nowo soke o se ni o se ni o. For those of us that didn't hear Yoruba, praise the Lord. Before I say anything, I need to offer a song for what transpired between me and the celebrant. Even himself, he may not know, but I can recollect it. Each time I see him, I always remember that thing. So that's why I have to sing that song. Whoever that has enjoyed the benediction of God in his life should come out and show it gloriously. There was a particular day somebody just paid me money and I was going home. I got to that secretariat bus stop. I didn't know they have removed my phone. When I got to my bus stop, I took pick. It was then I discovered that this phone has gone home. What will I do? I rush to somebody. Can I use your phone? How do I even get Pastor MY's phone number? I beg that person. I ran home, pick another phone, I call him. He said he was about to enter. He has closed. He doesn't answer any phone that doesn't have his number. And this phone just got, who can this person be? Then I said, Pastor, it's me that is going, Daddy, what happened? I said, my phone has been stolen. Why? He said, let me just close the door first. He went and knocked off that transaction. Before he knocked that thing off, out of that money, 100,000 has been removed. So if he didn't pick that call, the whole money would have disappeared. So each time I see him, and I see what remains, on present to have to call him in a serious manner. I know he must answer. So, Pastor, when I got to this church, I saw him just like as we normally interact. He doesn't segregate. He mixes freely. We share. We interchange ideas and we speak. If I have something that I'm not clear about it, I will call him. Even if it is his message, I will call him. I'm not clear about this thing. And he will not hesitate to give me further instruction. So, Pastor, keep the good work going. What we are hearing today is just a confirmation. You yourself, you have not been hiding it. You say you are a hard person. But to the glory of God, to the glory of God, just like said man said, when you teach a man or a young man, the way he will go, when he grow up, he will never depart. We celebrate you today. And we pray that this good thing that the Lord has started, in fact, you have not seen anything new. Just like the prayer that said man said, with long life, he first started, he said, I will honor you. That one is loaded. I will honor you. Then he now said, with long life. That means that honor, you need to enjoy it. He now said, when you now enjoy it, you just sit like Abraham. Okay, I want to come back home. Then you now begin to call them to share it. That will be your portion. You will not die suddenly. My sister will not be missing. She will not die like Sarah. Hey, Shamini. Sarah didn't enjoy Isaac now. So you will live to old age like him. In the name of Jesus. These children, you will see them. You will see their children's children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll give only one more because of time. Somebody has a question. And I think that that question will take us to God's word for the day. Amen. So I need a little time, just a little time to treat that question because it's also very important. Okay? So, Mrs. Saj. That is Pastor MYSPA and the church administrator. I'm sure if we give her 1 hour,
praise
that's
God.
A lot to say about our boss.
Praise God. I really stand here to honor Pastor NY and appreciate him for who he is. He's my boss. He's my ogre. He's my mentor. He's my quarrel partner. he's such a nice and a wonderful man. We've known, in fact, from the, I would say we've known him for like 16 years, and I can say that I've learned a lot of things from him. I've learned decorum, I've learned management, I've learned a whole lot of them. It's not like it has been easy, even the corrections are not easy, but then they are shaping us to get better. And I really want to thank him for all that he has done. He's a father to my family also. He's always there. He's always there. He has listening ears for everything. He can also proffer solutions. And then he's not just proffer solutions. He has the wisdom to also, respond to things. Yeah, they might not sound, like I said, very palatable, but sometimes, I've seen the sweet,
what is palatable?
Bad parts. It comes with koboko. But like I said, I've seen the good, good times, the down times, the wonderful times. There is no birthday he has missed in our house. There is no birthday we have missed in his house. We're such a good family unit, and I want to appreciate God for his life. Thank you, Pastor NY. We pray that the Lord keep you. We pray that the Lord grant you mercy. We pray that the Lord expand you on all sides. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we appreciate you. We thank God for your life. God will keep you and answer all the prayers that have been prayed. Both in public and in secret. Amen. And the Lord will answer them even beyond what we have been able to say. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, we give you thanks. Bow your heads for a moment. We give you praise. We appreciate you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your presence with us that is so real, so tangible. Thank you because we'll look into your word briefly. And you speak to us. You speak to us. Not only so you will touch us. As your word goes forth, your power is released upon us. Thank you because sickness, disease are destroyed in Jesus' name. Thank you because you do that which only you can do amongst us in the name of Jesus. Thank you also for teaching us by yourself. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit, because you will guide us into all truth and even show us the things that are to come in Jesus' name. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a question here. And the person says that, do we go through sickness and illness, or sickness and disease, if you wish, because of sin and iniquity? So, again, on the first Sunday, Family Sundays, we allow questions. We take them. We don't come. I'm prepared to go in any direction that the Holy Ghost leads. I can teach. For the next hour, I have something I can teach right here. Even thinks 1 hour is too short, maybe. But we have this question, and the person says, do we go through sickness and disease because of our sin? Is that why we go through them? The best thing, and like we said earlier on today, the best thing and what we try to do as a foundation in Surpassing Grace Assembly is God's word. Okay? Not an opinion, not what we think. But it's God's word, because it's God's word that has the power. Hallelujah. Jesus said that when you build upon that word, you build surely. Whatever you build on it will stand. When the wind comes, the storm comes, it will stand. Very well, Gidigba. Hallelujah. So the question again is, do we go through sickness and disease because of our sins? And we're going to look at scriptures. But go to Luke chapter 1. And as you are opening that, let me first say to you that from the very beginning, so one of the things that in theological practice or by good Bible interpretation, they have the law of beginnings, which is you have to look at the very beginning of something, the first time it appears, the first time it's spoken about, or the very, 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 very beginning when God made everything, and ask yourself, how was it? Okay? So when in Genesis chapter 1, we look at everything God created. The Bible says he created it and it was good. There was no sickness there. Can I have an amen? There was no disease there in that garden. Can I have an amen? Everything was good. If we look at Romans chapter 5, the Bible says that it was through Adam that we lost our death. As the Bible will put it, it said death came through one man, Adam. Romans chapter 5. It said, but life came through one other man, that is Jesus Christ. So basically, it looked like what we lost or what happened to us was reversed in Jesus Christ. Are you with me? So when Adam sinned, everything went haywire. Everything began to go wrong. There was sickness, there was disease, there was all of that. He said, but when Jesus came, there was a reversal. I will also say as an introduction, again, all of this because we don't have a lot of time. But when Jesus came, the Bible says that God had in time past, in Hebrews chapter 1, he said God had in time past spoken to us through the prophets. So he spoke through visions, he spoke through prophets. He said, but he has in this day spoken to us through the Son. Meaning that God was expressing his will. God was expressing his stance. God was expressing what he holds to be the true state of things through Jesus Christ. It means that when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you look at how Jesus dealt with certain things, and you are supposed to see them as the will of God. That is, that's the way God sees those things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when we read all of those stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for one, we see that he healed all manner of sickness. He healed all manner of disease, meaning that that cannot be the will of God. Meaning sickness and disease cannot be the will of God, because he says, I came to do thy will, O Lord. So if he's there and he's healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease, it means the will of God is not sickness or disease. Can I have an amen? Is that simple enough? That means that one of the things I had a problem with was fever. I had a problem with fever. And I would hear people talk about divine health. And they would talk about divine health. But they were Americans. So I said it's because they don't have malaria. Are you with me? I said they don't have malaria. That's why they are talking like that. I mean, malaria here, yeah, you know, every month. We are here, they won't talk like that. But one day I was reading and I saw that Jesus went into the house of Peter's mother-in-law, and the Bible says she was laying down with a fever, and he touched and rebuked the fever, and she got up and began to cook for them. I said, hey, that's it. It means that he also took care of fevers, including malaria fever. Can I have an amen? So do we go through sickness and disease because we now have offended God? That's a question. Many times people don't have a problem getting healed. We have a miracle service every first Thursday of the month. We lay hands on the sick and all of that. Of course, every other service will pray for sick people and all that. But that one is dedicated. We'll do that surely then. Okay? But the question is, do we go through this because of what we did wrong? That is that I'm a child of God. But then sickness hits me. Is it because I have sinned? And what I've found, and others have found also, is that many people do not have a problem with God being able to heal them. What do I mean? Many people believe that God has the power to heal them. If you ask them, do you believe that God can do anything? They say yes. But does God want to heal them? Many times people are not sure. And that's why this question is important. Many times people are thinking, me that I did something yesterday, me that I did that. And in fact, we are so sin conscious that we even talk in Yoruba, we talk about Eshe Aemo Moda, Ati Ita Momoda, Eshe Aemo. Abi? Ati Ita Mo. That is the sin that I committed intentionally, and the one that I committed unintentionally, the one that I knew, and the one I didn't know. How can it be a sin if you didn't know? Are you with me? But those are encumbrances that the devil puts in our way in order to ensure we cannot trust God for our healing. In Mark chapter 1, a man had leprosy, and he came to Jesus and he said, Master, if it be thy will, you can cleanse me. What the man was saying to Jesus is this: I don't have a doubt about your ability, but I am doubting whether you want to heal me. I'm not sure whether I am deserving of your healing, whether you think I am deserving of your healing. Are you still with me? Let me again say very quickly to you, but when Jesus came to die on that cross, he didn't just come so that we can go to heaven. Are you still there? If he came to die so that we can go to heaven, if that's all it was, that our soul will be saved, when we die we go to heaven, then he could very well have been shot with an arrow. They could just have taken him, and then at some point, you know, somebody will stand somewhere and will just aim an arrow, and the arrow will go right through his heart, pew, and he will die. But God was deliberate and intentional about everything he did. So they had to take him through a series of tortures. And they were beating him and beating him and beating him. But what was going on? The Bible says that those stripes were prices that he was paying for our healing. By his stripes, we are healed. So God was doing something. He was paying not just for our sin. He was paying for our sickness. Are you following what I'm saying to you? So God had to take him through all of that so that everything is paid for. My healing is paid for. When COVID came and everybody was thinking, dead. When people called me and they said, I have COVID. The first thing I said to them is, you will not die. Perish that thought from your mind. You will not die. Don't think of death. Think of it as another sickness, as another disease, just like malaria, and believe that you'll be healed. Don't believe the things you see in the news and say that, COVID, it means I'll die. I said, no. That one, first put it aside. Just take it. Have you been healed of malaria before? Believe God that this one too, you'll be healed of it as well. Can I have an amen? So there's nothing that will come against you, but you shouldn't believe that God will heal you of it. Actually, that's wrong. That's just communication. Okay? Theologically, what I said to you is wrong. Because God has healed you already of it in the past. That is the theologically correct thing. But I'm just communicating to you to say that you will get off that sickness. You'll get off that sick bed eventually, because there's nothing the devil can put on you anymore that Jesus didn't pay for. Are you with me? So all you have to do is believe God and believe what he said. So in Isaiah 53, where he was telling us that he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, he was wounded for iniquity, he was bruised and he talked about all of those things. He started it off in verse 1 by saying, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? What does it mean? I have to believe it to see the arm of the Lord revealed. I have to believe it to see his hand move in that situation. I have to believe that this is what he did, and what he did on the cross is enough. Can I hear you say what he did on the cross is enough for my healing? Hallelujah. Again, remember the question. Do we go through sickness and disease because of our sins? Luke chapter 1. I asked you to open that. Luke chapter 1 and verse 5. The Bible says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. I don't have time to go into certain things. But you see, the Bible doesn't need to tell us the lineage. But it was trying to tell us that these guys were, prime priesthood. You understand? This is a descendant of Aaron. Aaron, you remember Aaron and Moses? They said this one are Aaron descendant. Okay, so it's giving you background to tell you the kind of people we're talking about. And then in verse 6, he said, and they were both righteous before God, not before men. They were both righteous. So God, who sees in secret, said they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless, but they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So God is deliberate about what he was describing to us. And let me sound a note of warning here. Those who are very quick to say, it's because of your sickness. Okay? And that's why that question was asked. And say, because of your sickness, you are doing the devil's job. Okay? So resign. Let the devil continue his job alone. He doesn't need an assistant. Can I have an amen? So these are people described to be they are doing well in terms of walking with God. And yet the Bible says she was barren. And they were advanced in years, meaning that all from all their youth that they have been serving God, they kept believing for a child, and yet they were advanced in years and there was no child. And yet God says, no sin. You remember Job as well? God was speaking with Deborah and said, have you considered my servant Job? That is not like him. Blameless and upright. But when his friends came, when calamity came and his friends came, what did they say? Confess. Better confess now. You better confess. I mean, and God said, blameless and upright, there's none like him. So we are beginning to answer the question. Am I right? So where does the sickness come from? It comes from the devil. I may have mentioned it before, but I don't have time to go into details about the great man of God, Alexander Dowie, who made that very popular. He says sickness is the foul offspring of his mother, of his father Satan, and of his mother sin. Okay? So he says sin has something to do with it. And the father is what? Satan. However, for those of you who are saved, we're seeing that it's not in every case. That's what I'm saying to you now. We're seeing that it's not in every case. I've given you two people in the Bible who the Bible says they had good standing with God and they had problems, including sickness. You know that Job didn't just lose everything. He had boils. He had boils all over his body. You read that in the Bible? Are you still with me? Okay, so very quickly now, let's read again. So we find that Luke chapter 5. Go to Luke chapter 5. So we look in Luke chapter 5. No, John chapter 5. Go to John chapter 5. So the first thing I'm saying to you is this. Jesus has paid the price. That's the first thing you need to know. Jesus paid the price. And don't waste that sacrifice. No matter what. We are going to conclude there as well again. Okay? Don't waste that sacrifice no matter what. Second thing I've said to you is this. Is that people can be righteous and walking with God and yet they are attacked by something. Bad things do happen to good people. Are you there? Don't be one of those who think that because something happened to him, he must have done something bad. No, not necessarily, no. We've seen people in the Bible that walk with God and yet something happened to them. The only proviso to that, and you see that in another scripture we'll look at, is that God doesn't let the story end. Or let me put it this way, God doesn't want that story to end without victory over that sickness, without victory over that disease, without victory over that situation. So something might happen, but God expects you to stay in faith, cooperate with him in faith, and expect it to change. As we like to say around here, we say what? It will end in praise. So while something might happen to you, God expects that that will not be the end. That it must end in praise. And that's where your faith matters. And that's where what you believe matters. Because when you believe that it's God punishing me for my sin and all of that, you will not be able to believe the same God to heal you. Can I have an amen? But when you know that God doesn't use that to punish you, when you know that you can have right standing with God, but it's the devil that attacks you, then you can stand in faith and believe God and say this will not end this way. There was a lady who was dying of sickness, I think in her 80s. And the late Kennedy again went to pray for her. And when he went to pray for her, the woman said, you know what? I'm old enough. Say, I'm old enough, just let me go. You know, I'm tired, the pain and all of that, just let me go. Again said, no. He said, because that's not going to glorify God. He said, you know what we'll do? He said, why don't you believe God? Let's believe God and you get healed. Then die. You want to die? He said, it's okay. He said, but let's believe God that you will get healed first. And the doctors will certify you have not been healed. You can now go if you want to go and die. He said, at least then we would have shown the world that indeed himself took your sickness and your disease. We would have glorified God. You died by faith. The lady got healed and didn't die again for many years. She put out her faith, but it didn't go again for many years. Hallelujah. Are you with me? John chapter 5, I said, is it? John chapter 5. There was a man by the pool of Bethesda, the Bible said, who was crippled. They put him there by that pool because something mysterious, divinely mysterious, happens there by this pool. An angel will come and will stir the water. And anybody who jumps in first will get healed. But Jesus came to this place, and this man had been there for so long. And because he was crippled, he couldn't walk. So when the angel comes and the water is stirred, before he can get there, Even the man who is blind can get him before him. Because they can move. So he said, look, I don't have anybody to help me so that I can jump in that water. And Jesus just asked him and basically healed him. Okay? But Jesus made a statement here. That's what I want you to see. So John chapter 5 verse 14. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So in this case, Jesus was saying, if you will sin, you can open up a door. In the book of Proverbs, he said, the person that breaks the edge, the serpent will bite. Meaning, if you open up a door, you can allow the devil to come in through the door you have opened. So sickness and sin can go together sometimes because you simply opened up a door. Somebody, for instance, who's busy playing around and you're just sleeping around and all of that, you're opening a door. That person has an STD, sexually transmitted disease. God didn't give it to him. He opened a door. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So Jesus was saying, be careful how you live. So we're not saying that you can live anyhow, you can sing, you can do anything. If you are busy, you enjoy your gogoro, you enjoy Guinness, you enjoy any Kenny, you know, and you just drink them. One day you show up in the hospital and they'll say, your liver will be coughing. You understand? What happened? You opened up a door. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But irrespective, now let's go to John chapter 9 because time is really running. I hope you are still with me. John chapter 9. So verse 1, it says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents? That he was born blind. That's a very terrible question. Isn't it? Who sinned? The man or his parents? You know, if it's his parents, God has said in the Old Testament, he said that proverb that you used to use, that the sin, the fathers ate sour grapes and the children's teeth became rotten. He said, you stop using it from now on. From Old Testament, God had told them no more. Okay? He said, the soul that sins, he shall die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, what I've just said to you very simply is that there are generational causes, but it's a trick of the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because you tell me, our grandfather used to do kinikon, and that's why it's been affecting all our family down the line. It does happen. It happens. But it's a trick of the devil. God that put that in place and said, this is what will happen. The fathers will sin, the children will suffer for it. God says, stop it. He said, you will no longer say that in Israel. I'll put a stop to it. So, but the devil said, they don't know. I will trick them. And I will keep using it to inflict injury upon them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But when you know, you can stand and say, even before Jesus said, that thing has been stopped. This generational thing can't continue with me. It's not possible. I mean, if it had been stopped before Jesus, we now even had Jesus on top. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So they asked whether the parents, then they asked, is it the man? The Bible says that the man was born blind. When did he see? So again, you can see how the devil tricks people and tricks our minds. Who sinned that he was born blind? Was it the man or his parents? The man was in the womb now. Which sin do you commit in the womb? Eh? Taking too much of the mother's nutrition. Eh? Hallelujah. So Jesus answered in verse 3, he said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. So note that statement. He said, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. The end result that day was what? The man was healed. So what is the works of God? Healing is the works of God. So if there was sickness anywhere, the work of God, that's the work of the devil, and sin can open up a door. You can open up a door to the devil, give him an opportunity through sin, but the work of God is healing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So God's plan is our healing. Let me now give you just one more scripture. Go to James chapter 5. And if you're a child of God, don't allow the devil to trick you into thinking that you are suffering something because of something you did. Okay? God will correct your errors. God will rebuke you over your mistakes, over your sin, but God won't put sin on you. And definitely God won't kill you with sickness and disease. If you read through the scriptures, very often God compares himself to our earthly parents. And he says your earthly parents won't treat you and say, because of it, they treat you this badly and all of that. Then how much more God? Are you with me? Okay, so let's read James chapter 5 from verse 13. He said, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Anyone. Can I hear you say anyone? He said, is anyone? Look at your neighbor, say, I am anyone. Look at the other person, say, I am anyone. So he said, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And not the oil, but the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will, not might. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed what? Sins. Is that in your Bible? If he has committed sins, what will happen? He will be forgiven. So he was saying no obstacle. No obstacle to his healing. So don't allow the devil to trick you and say, yeah, it's because I did this, God will not heal me. That's why I'm sick now and God cannot heal me because it's because of my sin. No, he said, and if he had committed any sins. He didn't even say that he should ask him. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. That sounds like the gospel to me. The word gospel means good news. That sounds like the gospel to me. That's good news. That we have a God who forgives sins. Hallelujah. And will not allow sickness and disease or any other thing to stay on me, even because of my sins. But he said, he will forgive. He said, he will forgive. He said he will forgive. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet this morning. Now, we can't share that without praying for the sick. No, we can't share that without praying for the sick. Right where you are, just close your eyes, everybody. Think of what you have heard. Think of God's word this morning. Think of God's word this morning. God's power is real. And he said he confirms his word. He confirms his word with miracles, signs, and wonders. So just this moment, we're going to ask him to confirm that word. Confirm that word. So if you are sick in your body, just put your hand on your chest right where you are. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for confirming that word in the lives of everyone here, even those who are online. Thank you for a release of your power upon them. I rebuke every sickness and every disease. I command it be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you because your power flows right through them now. Yeah, thank you, Lord. That power goes from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Makes everything wrong to become right. Every pain disappears. Every disability becomes ability. In the name of Jesus. Thank you because you do that which only you can do. We give you the praise and the glory. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you also here this morning and you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life? You see, we speak this way because we know him. We speak this way because we belong to him. You want to have that same confidence. And that confidence we have in him goes beyond this place. We also have that confidence that when we die, we will go to God in heaven. That's even a bigger confidence that we have. It's bigger beyond God's healing power and all of that. We are more excited about that than anything. You want to know Him and give your life to Him. The Bible says He gave His life for us so that we should no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us. You want to step into that and become a child of God this morning. Put your hand on your chest right where you are. Thank you for those hands. Put it very quickly. Put it very quickly. And just tell Him, Lord Jesus, I come to You this morning. I'm committing my life to You. Thank You for dying for my sins. Thank You for that sacrifice You made that I might be saved. In return, I'm presenting myself to You. I'm asking that You be my Savior. I'm also confessing You as my Lord from today. Meaning I'll do my very best to live in a way that pleases You. I will do my very best to know You more and more. Thank You. Thank You for saving me. Because the Bible declares in Romans chapter 10 that if anyone will believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus died and rose for their own justification, that person will be saved. I believe Him as my Savior and Lord, and I confess that today. Thank You because I'm saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Very quickly this morning, we're going to take the communion. Jesus said, do it as often. Do it often. And what's a communion? It's a simple reminder of a covenant with God. Simple reminder that we have a covenant with God. The Bible is split into old covenant and new covenant. That word testament means covenant. That means we and God have a pact. That means we and God have an agreement. That agreement with God was signed with the blood of Jesus. And everything that God promised in the Bible must be ours because of that agreement. And that's what the communion is. We're remembering that sacrifice. And we're saying that this month, we will walk in everything that God made available for us through Jesus Christ. But not only so, it's an agreement. An agreement has two sides. We're also saying, God, we will do our best on our own side to please You and to do Your will. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank You. We consecrate these elements this morning. And we thank You because this will be our best month yet this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank You for deliverance, salvation. Thank You for escapes from death. Thank You for protection. Thank You for guidance. Thank You for everything that's promised. We believe we receive it. We thank You ahead because we believe so. In Jesus' name we pray.
All this You did for me.
asking him to do this month will be done because of a covenant. Yes. Without the shedding of blood, so it's sealed.